Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 134. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. And in this week's episode, what I'd like to do is talk to you all about the best augmented reality apps for iOS. This past week, I have been sort of diving deep into the augmented reality apps, and I have tried a lot of them out, and I'd like to talk to you about some of the good ones, some of the mediocre ones, and the ones that I would not recommend at all for anybody to use. Before I get into the show, though, there's one thing that I want to add from last week's episode that didn't quite make it into the show. Now, last week's episode, I recorded a podcast review on MuseScore 3, the open source music notation software. And I recorded from home, and right before the end of the podcast, if you listen to it carefully, you can hear my 12 and a half year old husky getting a little anxious behind the scenes. And so I sort of cut the show off a little bit early. And one of the things that I wanted to just briefly add that I forgot to add into last week's show is that with any open source software, what's great about MuseScore is that you can go to MuseScore.com. You can participate as a community member. You can not only upload your scores and your music, but you can also submit bugs. You can submit feature requests, and you can sort of talk to the community and maybe work those issues out for a future update to MuseScore. So I forgot to add that in to the show last week. And if you happen to have checked that out, episode 133, I also mentioned that I'm working on a big band arrangement of the Free Software song, also known as Sadi Moma. It is a Bulgarian folk tune. I plan on releasing that show or that recording sometime next week. And I'll make the scores available via Creative Commons in case anybody out there is a musician and wants to check it out. So I'm very excited. This Wednesday night, we're going to record it. It's going to be a live recording. And here's sort of what to expect. The band has gotten the music about a week ago. They probably had a chance to take at least a brief look at it. We will play the tune live for the first time. There's no rehearsal, no practice to it. We're just going to play the song through and see how it turns out. And that may lead me to updating the score eventually after I hear what it sounds like live. Who knows? I'm not really sure at this point. So excited for that. And probably what I'll probably do is tag it to the end of next week's episode so that everybody can hear it. All right. This week's episode, as I mentioned earlier, is about augmented reality. Now, when I bring these shows to you all as listeners, basically what I'm doing is just talking about things that I've been working on this past week. And every week I like to dive into a topic that I know maybe a little bit about, or maybe not very much, or sometimes I do know a lot about the topics. And what I like to do is just talk about my experience, talk about what I thought of a particular app or OS or whatever the topic is for the week, something I choose to learn about for a particular week so that I'm always learning something new. This week, for some reason, augmented reality came into my mind, and I wanted to take a look at some of the augmented reality apps. Now, I have the last year's model iPad Pro, and my iPhone itself is several years old now. I have an iPhone 6S, and the 6S itself is capable of running these augmented reality apps. So augmented reality apps really came into play when Pokemon Go was released a couple of years ago. It sort of took the scene by storm for a few weeks. Some people still using it today. So I wanted to talk, ever since Apple announced the ARKit 2, what are some of these apps that are out there? What are they capable of doing? And is it worth this whole hype behind augmented reality? So the first app that I want to talk to you about is generally an app that is highly recommended for anybody who wants to talk about AR, anybody who wants to just show somebody what AR is all about in a fun, creative way. Most of these apps were free. This one is $1.99 in the App Store, and it's called Smash Tanks. And it might be one of the best ways to show your family and friends how to have fun using augmented reality apps. So basically, you can take your floor and you turn it into a tiny cartoon battlefield where you can have teams of different tanks battling each other, sort of in style of like Angry Birds. And it's not only is it single player, but it's also a two-player battle. You can use one device or you can use two devices so that you don't have to pass the device around. Smash Tanks is really fun and really addicting to play. I would highly recommend anybody out there with an iPad to check out Smash Tanks. Now, doing some research online about the best iOS apps for augmented reality, one of the ones that kept popping up is the Lego Playground app. And Lego Playground was the first app that I tried. And basically, I didn't really know a whole lot about it, but if you have particular certain types of real-life Lego sets, you can augment them with this app. And it's really fun to play even without the Lego sets. But I can't even imagine if you were into Legos and you had, you know, if you were younger and you had the Lego set, how much fun this would actually be to interact with the actual real-life Lego sets in an augmented reality. So you can play games, you can set scenes with your actual Legos. If you don't have a Lego set, what you can do is you can choose either single player, multiplayer. You get to choose your character, whether it's like a Lego Ninjago characters. And then you point your device towards a floor and it selects a square portion of the floor. You scan the surface, and before you know it, you have a Lego character walking around. You have full control of the Lego character. And what happens is, as time goes on, first it seems like you're exploring the area, but as time goes on, you actually have characters to fight. One of the first things that I did actually as I was doing this and I was trying the app for the first time, I happened to pick the character that's dressed all in white, and my dog happened to walk through the scene. It was really funny to see a Lego character walking around my dog's paws for a little while. So it was kind of humorous. And it got quite challenging as I didn't realize that this was actually going to be something where I had to fight other characters as time went on. And really enjoyable, really a whole lot of fun and easy to play, much like the Lego games that you may have played, like Lego Star Wars or Lego Batman, those type of characters. So really kind of fun to play. It's a Lego Playground app available to download in the Apple Store. Another app that I sort of got started with this whole augmented reality part was an app that was called Stack AR, which is a really kind of interesting game. And it took me a minute to be able to find how to get the AR working, because you can also do it as a game that is not using AR. And basically all you're doing is stacking little blocks one at a time. And if you can stack them vertically, you will keep stacking and you'll keep stacking higher and higher and higher if you hit it perfect. If you don't hit the blocks perfectly, whatever portion of the block is hanging over the edge, it sort of falls and cuts away. So the blocks get smaller and smaller as you go higher and higher in the stack. And so the object is to see how many bricks you can stack. And then at the very end, what happens is they will show you how many levels high you were able to stack. And it almost looks like a skyscraper. You know, if you have 30 stories high or 40 stories high or even 70 stories high, it sort of compresses as you're going. But then at the very end, it sort of expands to however many levels that you have done. Kind of a really simple stacking game for augmented reality, but you can pick any flat surface and it works out really, really well. Just a fun, simple game to play. The next app that I wanted to recommend is a game called AR Bricks, A-R-B-R-I-C-K-S. A really fun game in which you are taking various square or cube-sized stones, and you're on a flat surface, and you can actually build yourself using these bricks. You can build yourself buildings. You can stack these bricks on top of each other. You can build giant walls. And it's kind of addicting to play because no matter what, where you are, it's very easy to stack these bricks up. You can twist and turn and rotate the view of these, whatever it is you're creating. You can pick different styles of bricks. They're all the same size, but they all have different visual features that can make very intense creations. You can just kind of build and expand upon your building as you're doing this. So you can build a castle, or you can build a shed, or you can build all these different things. You can change the size, you can expand it, you can make it very small. Just kind of shows you what you're doing. You're building something in a virtual space that will be in your living room. You can walk around various different angles as you're doing it. Really, really interesting. Now, these are pretty simple tasks, and I think, you know, any young student or young person could very easily pick this up and create with it, which is kind of cool. Now, as I got a little bit more accustomed to the augmented reality apps, I started coming across some other things that I thought were very useful. There's an app that's called Kings of Pool, which is like a billiards table, and you can play it as an actual regular game on your iPad, or you can play in the augmented reality mode, which will allow you to basically turn whatever room you're into an area where you have a giant pool table. So for instance, earlier today, what I did is I have at my room at school, I'm in a very large band room, and towards the front of the room, there's a nice flat area in front of my smart board. And I just opened the app for fun. And basically, as long as you have enough room where you can place the pool table, you can make it, you can raise it to your level, you can lower it as low as you want. And then you set the pool table, and the pool table is there. You can play multiplayer. You can practice you can practice making breaks. You can practice your shots. It will give you visual cues on the angles of the shots. And what's really cool is if you want to play a game against, say, the computer or whatever you might want to call it, there's a little tiny robot that you'll play against. And as you're playing pool, he'll actually kind of get in your way and be distracting a little bit. It's kind of fun to play. So if you're a fan of pool, then I highly suggest you check this app out, because it was a whole lot of fun to play. And I would imagine if you have several different people playing, it's going to be kind of fun. Just not something that I would play all the time, but Kings of Pool would be fun to pull out once in a while. There were some apps that I did not particularly care for that I thought I would be really interested in. Another one is called Paint Space AR. And this is an AR app where you can actually take an Apple Pen, or you can use your finger to paint designs of a real space. You can paint overlays to however you'd like. Using this app, you can change colors, you can change the width of the brush as you're going on, you can easily delete any drawing that you made, and it's just an artistic app where you can draw a little bit. I kind of expected more from it, and I didn't really care for the app that much. I, as a sort of an artist, I expected more. Maybe there is more. If I stuck with it a little longer, it would grow on me a little bit, but I didn't really care for it all that much. My absolute favorite app that I was able to try out is an app that is sort of similar to Monument Valley. This one is called Arise AR, and Arise features this little knight character. And the best way I can describe it is that there are these little floating, once you place your scene, there is like a floating island, and the character wants to walk through this giant maze of these, like, you know, floating, you know, somewhat castles, I guess you would call them, or floating terrain. And the only way to do it is to manipulate the terrain so that the walkways line up. Now, there's a little visual cue that will show you how to line up the software. And it took a little bit for me to actually, figure out how to use this game. And because I had never really played Monument Valley back before. And once you line it up, the walkways, it's almost like an optical illusion. The walkways will sort of connect to each other. And you can rotate the scene. You can manipulate the scene so that this guy walks all the way through the walkway that he's supposed to. He'll walk all the way through. I haven't spent a whole lot of time playing it, but it is very addicting to play. And the last 2 weeks have been really crazy schedule-wise for me. But once I get some downtime, I really like to check this one out again. So there are other apps that I sort of expected more of, and one of the apps that I expected more of was this app called Holo, where you could basically take images or holograms of people that you create and put them into real life situations. So you could take, like, say you're walking down the road with a bunch of people, you could take an image with this group of people and add a hologram image of somebody else in that photo. And the more I played with it, it just wasn't very feature rich. It didn't really seem to have much to it, and it seemed like it was a good idea, sort of went wrong. I never really cared for this Holo app at all. And, you know, some other people might enjoy something like this. Not really, in my mind. Now, one of the other great AR apps that's available for iPad is the Measure Kit, where you actually can measure certain things, like the distance of, say, like how far long a wall is or a table or such. And so I did some experimenting with the Measure Kit and actually found the measuring stick very accurate in proper lighting conditions. And just like any other one of these AR apps, you have to have really good lighting. If you don't, you're going to sort of suffer, and you're not going to be able to reap the full benefits of AR and having to, you know, manipulate something you create on screen and with the real life background of, say, your house or your backyard or a wide open space that you have access to. So proper lighting is really important. One thing that I did not get a chance to try, but I wanted to put it out here, is something called the Patron Experience. It's another app that's designed to work on a flat surface, like, say, like the flat top of a bar. And it starts with you can grow certain plants on the top of the bar. It's sort of like an AR app that's meant to entertain and educate at the same time. It will sort of teach you, like, various tasting type of things for, like, say, tequila or other types of alcohol. And this would be good for, like, an establishment that, you know, somebody's trying to learn about what drinks they have to offer. But at the same time, you know, you don't have to go through the whole process of tasting and trying everything out. You can sort of learn, visually speaking, as you go along. So I thought that would be really cool for, say, local bars, restaurants, whatever, to have the space available, and people with their own devices could come in and try things out. Another way you could use AR is an app called Dance Reality, which is reality, dance reality, which is a literally shows you the steps on how to perform certain dances. And, you know, just like any type of music or that type of thing, dance is something that's very muscle memory related. So having these steps kind of show up on the floor is really important. Downside of that is you got to stare at your phone while you do it. The next app I want to talk about is Jigspace. Jigspace is probably one of the coolest apps that I tried, and I want to give you an example of what it is. So what happens is there are literally thousands of different types of objects in this app that if you're curious about learning how something works, then it will tear it apart and it'll actually show you how it works and give you a visual representation of everything. So to give you an example, how does a Shure microphone work? You can load up how a Shure microphone works and it'll assemble a jig. And when you do this, you'll have a 3D image of a microphone. You can tap on it. You can open it up. You can learn about how it works. And there are different parts of the microphone that you can go into, like induction coils and permanent magnets. And it tells you how microphones work with frequency, microphone frequency range, and how it works with a speaker. And literally, there are thousands of these little jigs that you can choose from. Like, how does an induction motor work? How does a toaster work? How to fix a leaky tap water, how to fix a leaky faucet, how does a battery work, what's inside planet Earth, Mars base camp type mockups, and you can keep adding more and more as time goes on. It's really fascinating if you're curious about how stuff works. So one of my favorite apps, Jigspace. Such cool apps. Now, I have to tell you that when I first started into this, I was not really a big fan of AR apps, and there are lots of AR apps out there, like WordUp, where you can paint words on realistic backgrounds, and they just didn't really appeal to me. But the more that I found how it could be used in education, that really got to me. Not only are the games fun, but there's really lots of different educational resources too, whether you think you're a doctor and you're studying anatomy or something like that. You can make mistakes. You can learn about things. You can make mistakes, but you're not manipulating something that is real. And just like a starting process for some people. Or, you know, there's other things, whether you are, maybe you're a fan of How to Train Your Dragon. There's AR Dragon as an app. There's NBA augmented reality apps out there. So there are great games. Some of them you have to pay for. The ones that I tried happen to be free versions that I happen to be able to play for a little bit. And just to sort of scope out the augmented reality scene for apps. Now, I would be the first one that if you find an app that you're into and it's augmented reality, don't be afraid of paying for it. Some of these things can have all sorts of really great features that are sort of unexpected for somebody who's never gotten involved with AR before. So all of these apps, I hope you check them out. I just scratching the surface on augmented reality apps today, and I thought I'd just talk to you a little bit about them. If you are using augmented reality apps for any type of reason, send me an email. Tell me about your favorite augmented reality apps. mrptechreviews@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to hear whether it's Android or iOS, whatever device you're using, send them my way. I'm real curious. That is going to do it for this week's show. I thank you all for listening. I would really like to invite you all to join in our Discord room. We've had a few more additions recently over the last few weeks. We'd love to have some more people come and say hello and introduce yourself. We have a really great room that's full of really nice people, and hopefully anybody out there interested in technology topics or anybody who just wants to be a fan of the show and wants to be a little bit more active and get to know us better, the Discord room is the place to be. Thanks to Podnuts for producing the show. Go over to podnuts.com, check out all the other great shows there. Lots of great shows being produced every single week on Podnuts Network. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We will see you next time.